What will it take to restore law and order to South Africa's rural areas? We speak to Ian Cameron, the Democratic Alliance spokesperson on police. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to be with you again.
Ian, your party has a 10-point plan to deal with farm attacks. Please take us through those points.
Yeah, so firstly, just as context, the 10-point plan really is a holistic way of looking at a more integrated approach to tackle the whole rural safety issue, and more specifically, farm attacks. Now, why we've once again released this plan is because just over the last month or so, and you and I have spoken about it, there was a joint adoption of a report between the Agriculture Committee and so to the Police Portfolio Committee regarding rural safety and farm attacks. And obviously, no one can deny the fact that we've got a problem with rural safety, and certainly can't deny the fact that we've got an issue with farm attacks. Before I touch on the 10-point plan, it's also important to mention that farm attacks be acknowledged as being disproportionately violent to a lot of other crime, and that if someone in a rural community, especially when it comes to a worker on a farm or a farmer himself or herself for that matter, is killed in such a brutal way, then very often it takes very, very long for that same place to be economically active again. So it sounds very insensitive of me of so directly just going to the economics of it, but we need to understand the ripple effect of it is major. So the DA specifically continues to call for a more specialized approach with regards to farm attacks. You can't use an urban policing model or a model that would work with regards to fighting abalone poaching or infrastructure theft and do the same thing with rural safety. So you need a specialized component. And that's the first point of the 10-point plan, to say that you have dedicated detectives that can specifically zoom in on farm attacks. You've got dedicated intelligence services that can specifically zoom in on verifying and processing and operationalizing intelligence and information in rural areas, and that we really start building a prosecution-led investigation model where we can zoom in on whether it's syndicates or gangs or whatever the grouping or individual is targeting a specific rural area. Remember that we very often see a mix that you might have farm attackers that are also involved in, for example, stock theft. And stock theft is a heavily syndicated operation, and therefore we need a specialized approach. That includes the second point, the strengthened rural intelligence service. And then the criminal justice system, broadly speaking, is the integration between the prosecution and the investigation. You know, it sometimes feels like detectives in the South African Police Service, and sometimes rightly so, always blame the MPA. But then sometimes I speak to members of the MPA and they then blame detectives again. And it's this to and fro of both, which becomes quite frustrating. So we need a better integration there. Furthermore, we say that it should be considered priority crimes, and that capacity should even be strengthened inside DPCI, the Hawks, to investigate these matters and combat them. And then something that I think is critical is to really institutionalize partnerships with stakeholders on the outside. So whether it's community safety structures, you know, farm watches, community policing forums, etc., but seeing what we can do to better empower those structures to do more. Police do not have the capacity to really combat crime effectively in the country, and it's going to take a long time to get to that point. So we don't have a choice but to incorporate the private sector, incorporate community structures, and then obviously see what we can do to, for example, pull in municipal law enforcement, which can also play a huge role. And then the last three things, Chris, is to rebuild trust, to restore the trust deficit that's between the police and communities. The only way of doing that is what I've already mentioned, is to have an integrated approach where you actually have results. We don't see the same criminal back out on the street, once again out on bail or later on parole, when you know that there's no way that the relevant person has been rehabilitated and once again commits the same offences. And the large two last two is supporting emerging farmers, making sure that you build a very, very strong network there. And there's a part of that as well that speaks to engaging traditional leadership and pulling them into the local rural safety model because they've got a significant amount of influence. And I think it's underestimated what a huge role they can play to pursue justice. I mean, to conclude is to oppose expropriation without compensation. We need to completely, and I think in an isolated way, that might be a whole discussion on its own, but it's the 10th point on the 10-point plan to say we need to combat, I almost want to call it a political crime, to ensure you don't have other kinds of crimes in the area.
Now, Ian, what support do you have for this plan?
So a lot of it has been noted in the joint report, along with many other inputs or additions from other parties, that are part of the agricultural committee, agriculture portfolio committee, and the police portfolio committee. It will be obviously be submitted to the Minister of Police, and there's a lot of engagement ahead of us regarding rural safety. I think what's really positive is the fact that Parliament officially recognizes that we've got a problem in rural safety, and we shouldn't get distracted by definitions of just what kind or just who specifically always is influenced. The point is, farm attacks have been recognized, farm murders are recognized. We have a crisis. We need to address it, and it's got a significant influence on sustainability in the country. We hope to see in the upcoming budget process that we would see an increase in resources pushed to rural safety capacity in rural areas. I am very concerned about the fact that, we can push all the capacity we like. We don't get rid of the rotten potatoes. It doesn't change the situation. So that is quite frustrating. But again, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take time to clean up a structure that has been, really badly damaged over quite some time.
Thank you. That was Ian Cameron, the Democratic Alliance spokesperson on police, speaking to BizNews about his party's 10-point plan to deal with farm murders. Thank you very much, Ian. I'm Christine
Thank you, Chris.
For BizNews.